Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you are in the South Jersey area or Philly area and need some plans, Sip City is throwing a prom redo where you can dress up, dance the night away, and celebrate your true selves. What you can expect is that they're going to light up the Grand Ballroom in the W of Philadelphia with so much queer joy, fun, inclusion, and celebration of our LGBTQ community. The ballroom will be decked out in full floor-to-ceiling rainbow lights, clouds, dreamy balloons, and bubbles, feathers, and flowers. This event is going to be on Saturday, June 10th, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. You can use our promo code LESCHATPODCAST on Eventbrite. To avoid paying extra fees, you can pay via Venmo and note them prom lash chat when paying on Venmo. If you need more information, please visit Sip City Mixer on Instagram.
Welcome back to another episode of Lash Chat Podcast, y'all. I am your host, JoJo.
And I'm Dyra.
Why are you so excited?
I'm so excited. First of all, don't mind the Les Chat sign that's not lit up.
That shit doesn't work no more.
Last though. Episode, I don't know what happened. It wasn't on either.
It broke.
Some type of discrepancy, a malfunction at this point.
Yeah, we gotta fix it.
Send us a new one.
Right.
Anyway, I'm super excited. It's my favorite time of the year. Happy Pride Month, family
Happy
and
Pride.
Friends.
Cheers.
Happy Pride.
It's Pride.
Bam.
It's Pride.
Yes. I literally, this is my Christmas.
Uh-huh.
This is my Christmas. Like, Christmas is fun. You know, it's cute. I like it. Mm-hmm. But this is my Christmas again. Like, mm-hmm. I said it before and I'll say it again. I love seeing people in just like their space, mm-hmm. you know, being comfortable in who they are, who they've become, who they're like still finding out to be. Like, I love people when they feel safe and in their natural state and just being the person
right.
they want to be. Mm-hmm. And that's all that Pride Month is about.
Honestly. We weren't able to go to Philly Pride because we had a wedding, unfortunately. So we missed it. But fortunately, because we got to be in a wedding.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. We went to a gay wedding.
Yeah.
So that was even that, you know, uh-huh. it was like, okay, we did Philly Pride last year and it was a great freaking time. Mm-hmm. I hope you all enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was unfortunate that not unfortunate, but, you know, it sucked we couldn't be there, but it's okay because we got to spend time in a gay wedding.
Yeah.
On a cruise.
So that's all that matters. But tell them where we're going to be.
Yo, I feel like, I mean, I hope you guys are just excited as we are because I've been talking about this for so long. And I've been telling her how bad I want us to go, want us to go. We are going to LA Pride, y'all. Like, why don't we have one of those?
We need a little machine over here with buttons.
Yo, I'm gassed.
This would be the third weekend that I'm traveling.
Yeah,
back to back.
She's got like 4 days in between and just.
Yo, it's crazy.
Yeah. Good for you, YOLO.
It was very YOLO because I kept telling her, like, I don't know. Because I'm still going to be working. I'm going to be working from home, obviously. Mm-hmm. My hours are going to start at like 5:30 in the morning. So, I mean,
yeah, time difference is going to
I'm going to be so exhausted, but I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Period.
That's what I say.
Period.
I'll sleep when I'm dead.
I literally have been spending like, we obviously had the intentions of going. I think before all the different things happening, we talked about it and we were trying to do it. And then the closer it got, it was like, okay, there's too many things in play. She had already had pre-travel things going on. And again, as we said before, the transitions that we're making in jobs and just, you know, a lot of things came into play. But we managed, I mean, when I say we, I managed to keep throwing at her, like, I want to go to LA Pride. I want to go to LA Pride. We should go. We should go. We should go. To the point where, like, I'm going without you.
She's not going nowhere without me.
Yeah. Okay. I just had to suck it up. But yes.
The tickets were also affordable, cheap, like, one way. Which was the main reason. Like, just straight. So we were like, maybe it's a sign that we should go. Mm-hmm. And when we also found a decent Airbnb and we're going to go with one of your friends. And I've never been to LA. Yes. So I really want the In-N-Out burger that y'all be talking about.
Yes.
I heard that is good. So yes. I also want to see the Hollywood sign.
I'm so excited only because, I mean, in my personal experiences, I've always had a good time in Cali. Not just like LA. I've only been to LA that one Pride I went to. Mm-hmm. But like in Cali, period. And so I'm excited for her to get to experience it. We won't get to experience too much. I told her like this trip will be solely for the purpose of Pride, which yeah. I'm sure we'll enjoy. It's in our atmosphere. You know, the vibes are going to be good, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But that'll be this trip. And then, you know, next time we'll go again and actually get to experience it in a more, like, longer time span and, like, more specific and purposeful in what we want to do. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm excited for all the gay festivities.
Me too.
And to share that with you yet again another year. Mm-hmm. Very excited. I won't be single this time.
You were single last time you went?
Yes, girl. I was single. And you know what's crazy is like tragic. When you're single and you go to these things, like it is fun to experience these types of events when you're single. But it's low-key salty as shit.
Yeah.
Because if there was anything that I had seen, it was all couples. And, you know, I try not to be a piece of shit, at least when I'm not, when I'm far from home, to not be stealing people's girls.
Oh, Lord.
Because, essentially, I didn't come here for shorties. I came here to experience life and have a good time. So I'm not there to ruin people's time.
Drama.
Yeah. But everybody was, like, booed up. And I was like, ugh.
As they should. They probably met them at the parade.
Probably. But, like, for me, it was like, all right, where the bad bitches at? Oh, they take it. Okay. Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
I'm dead.
So, but yeah.
We're going to go, because I know they have, like, multiple days. They have, like, Meg Thee Stallion on one day, Mariah Carey on another day. Mm-hmm. And due to our schedules and work schedules, we think we're going to do the Mariah Carey one on Saturday.
Yeah. So, catch us at LA Pride Fest on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm excited. I hope that, like, we run into some people, you know? Like, last year, we went to New York Pride. How many months were we into the podcast? Like 6?
Yeah.
And we surprisingly ran into some people. And like New York Pride is like so hectic and so busy and like a little bit overwhelming for people. And surprisingly, like we ran into some people and I was like, wow, I didn't really expect it just because like I said, New York is so big. People travel from other places to come to New York Pride. So it's like I'm expecting the craziness how it is in New York to be the same in LA just because it's
a lot.
People are out here, you know, living their best.
Right.
But looking forward to it. Like I said, never been to LA. And yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I'm excited.
Me too.
So we will be recording and like, you know, vlogging some shit while we're out there. So if you're not a part of the Patreon, get into it because we coming back. We took a little break from our Patreon because of, like, all the travels and things that were happening in the last couple of weeks. So, we paused it. But we are coming back. So, look forward to it.
Yeah. And we also are looking to, like, revamp our Patreon to make it a little bit more affordable for people. Have more people join our Zoom meetings. So, we're just in the process of figuring out, like, what works for us while making it affordable for others as well.
Yes.
Life is expensive.
Period. Inflation is real.
Expensive. So I get it. Like the whole Netflix thing with the Whole subscription thing, like, my family shook.
It's giving petty, Netflix. Petty.
I thought they was bullshitting, but they're legit. Like, you cannot use multiple accounts. And I'm the owner, so I don't have that problem. But my sister sent me a screenshot of, like, the fact that she couldn't log in because it was in my house, not hers. So you gotta pay, $6 extra. And, like, I should be watching my bill because I don't know what they're gonna do. So many people have my account. My cousin does, my brother does, my sister does.
So you better claim fraud.
Right. Call the credit card company real quick. So, yeah, we really appreciate those people who supported us to Patreon.
Yes.
We paused it. We haven't been billing people just because we want to figure it out. We also don't want to charge people if, you know, we're so busy. We're
not present.
Right. It just doesn't. It's not fair for you guys.
Yes.
But it's something that we're going to get back to ASAP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So some things we want to get into in this episode, you know, nothing formal, nothing crazy, no specific topics. We just want to be, you know, all prideful and shit.
Yeah.
So she's going to give you some events and things that are coming up within the month for anybody who's potentially around our area, the New York area, New Jersey, Philly area, about some of the things to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we just gonna do that for right now.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give some people shout outs on like events, but I also want you guys to comment like what other events are going around your town. Like JoJo said, I'm gonna mention really things in like LA and like New York, Jersey, Philly, but like for people who don't live in these areas, please comment on what you're gonna do for Pride.
Share the love.
Yeah, share the love. Like people want to know like what's good, what's popping. All right, so there is an event, and I'm gonna also tag them or whatever, so that way you can go to their Instagram. Okay, so these events are happening starting like the week, like the 9th, like June 9th. So the first event that I have is the Philly Pride Run. Basically, you run for 3 miles and that money goes into like organizations that support LGBTQ communities. So if you're into that type of stuff, you don't really like partying, drinking, all of that, I definitely recommend going to it. Unfortunately, I was going to go, but we're going to be in LA, so I can't go anymore. But recommend people go into that. The other one is a trans pride. They're basically gonna have like I guess like a little get together type of thing in a bar. Their Instagram is Sip City Mixer. And they're partnering with Dolphin Philly just to like mingle, relax, dance. And yeah, that's gonna be the 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. Now we're gonna talk about North Jersey. So they're going to have a drag brunch extravaganza in Canopy, Jersey City. That's going to be June 11th from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. I feel like this month for Pride, if you've never been to a drag show, I definitely recommend going.
Good time.
It's always fun. Like it's always, and make sure you tip them too. Like they love their tips. Don't be cheap.
It's just real cool to see how everybody like, you know, enjoys it, you know. Mm-hmm. it's just like being at a Pride event, like just all together, everybody's there for a good time to laugh. The people who actually perform are funny. Mm-hmm. They practice out of their buttholes to like do these performances, and mm-hmm. they do it really well, and like the makeup and the mm-hmm. getting ready alone is a lot. So I applaud all the drag queens that fucking do it, and you better work.
What else? So this other event is going to be hosted by Hood Rave LA. That's their Instagram. I'm not sure if it's LGBTQ related, but it is during Pride weekend for LA. And apparently they be popping. So they're going to have it on Saturday, June 10th from 10 p.m. until late. So go to their Instagram if you want to buy your tickets. That's Hood Rave LA. What else? Hold on. Then there's also going to be something on Sunday, June 11th, and it's free. It's being hosted by LA Pride Village. It's going to be from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. And basically, like, they're going to have music, food, like, vendors, things like that. And Eating and Jay are going to be taking over the stage for, like, a good hour, an hour and a half, I think. And they're going to be playing, like, reggaeton and stuff. And there's going to be different people on stage. So If you can't, yo, those tickets for Mariah Carey and all that, that shit's expensive. If you can't afford that, I'm sure
free this is for me.
This is probably gonna be just as fun. So definitely recommend doing that on Sunday.
Sometimes the free things are more fun than the expensive things.
Right. And the last one, you want to talk about this taste events?
Yes. So listen, y'all, Taste Entertainment. You heard me. Taste Entertainment. They should add me to the crew. Nah. From, I believe, the 7th to about, what is the Sunday? The 11th?
You want the exact
all week, things? Yeah. So, all of Pride Weekend, they have a pre-sale going on right now where you can get your tickets for all their events. I'll read it to you what they got going on. It starts June 6th, my fault. They also have, if I'm not mistaken, like a all access pass to all these events. I mean, when I looked at it, it was roughly about $100 to have tickets for all these events, except I believe the yacht party and the pool party, because those are limited like spots or something.
Yeah.
So June 6th on a Tuesday, they will be having a open mic karaoke night at the station 1640. Between 9 and 2. Thursday, June 8th, they're gonna have a Flavors R&B at the Melrose House. They got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Friday the 9th, Hot Girls, cowgirl theme.
Yeah.
I think we're going to that one, y'all. She got her cowgirl boots ready.
Yeah, I need to use them.
Yeah. Saturday, June 10th will be the yacht party. Better go up and get in there. Oh shit, it's the yacht party for me. That'll be during the day, so that'll be a day party. Later on that night they have like a animal print themed party at Catwalk. That is between 9 p.m and 2 a.m most of their night events are 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. The yacht party is between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. So it's a good little pregame. Get into it. Sunday, June 11th is the pool party. That is from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And that is at the Hotel Indigo. All of these places are in L.A., y'all. I mean, you know better than me. I'm just reading it. And then later that night, Sunday night, to end the finale, Go Big or Go Home, they're having a neon/glow-in-the-dark theme party at Station 1640. So there are a lot of things to do, let alone with these events.
Right.
Hosted by Taste. So, like, you know, it's really not slim pickings here, y'all. Like,
yeah.
Start buying your tickets. Get into it. The first time I went to Cali, well, that first LA Pride, it's been like 3 or 4 years. And I know from my experience that first time, I believe it was at Station 1640, where I went to that first event. And
what first had, event?
The Taste event. DJ P Nasty. It was a good time. She was DJing it up, all the good R&B throwbacks and shit that I absolutely love. So, you know, I had a great time. Everybody's experience isn't the same, you know. Some events aren't for everybody, and that's okay. But I'm excited to be able to experience that again, in hopes that obviously we'll have a good time.
And
I feel like I've talked or mentioned about that their event often, and that was one of the things that I wanted to go back and experience. So shout out to DJ P Nasty and the crew. I'll see y'all real soon.
All right, so that's all we have, but we're gonna keep posting things like throughout the month. And we're also gonna post things that we're gonna try to find things that aren't just like parties. And a lot of people don't drink and don't dance, and I feel like that's totally fine. So going to try to find things that aren't related to, like, alcohol and things like that for people who are, like, more low-key.
Look into some of your local it is kind of hard to find, because I feel like when I tried to search up things, some things for Jersey didn't even come up because, obviously, you know, the more popular city spots are where all the parties are at. But look into like your local communities and stuff, and like municipal events, because they, you know, we see signs sometimes outside mm-hmm. that says like this township is having a mini pride or their version of a pride or celebrating pride. And honestly, those communal events are pretty cool, like very family oriented and so wholesome. Mm-hmm. Last year we did Haddon Township.
Yeah.
Was it Pride? And it was very family oriented. We met listeners there too.
Yeah, we did.
So that was even cool to see. And it was nice, very family oriented. So we enjoyed that. It was low key. It was just something to kind of like just chill and mm-hmm. like experience. So yeah. It doesn't always have to be parties and drinking and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's just sharing the time with other people who support one another.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So we're super salty because last weekend, everything seemed to had happened. Like,
yeah, Asbury Park as well had their pride.
For some, well, because last year too, like, I thought that was a little weird for Philly because I feel like most of the pride events or like the pride festivals and stuff happen the second weekend of June. Mm-hmm. I've never like been to anything that was like the very first weekend of June. So like, I don't know what they're trying to just, they're just trying to get it did and done. Mm-hmm. But I'm a little salty because it seemed like everybody chose the first weekend of June to have their big pride blowout.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to be there, but it's okay because we have the rest of the month. And like I said, I hope to see a lot of y'all throughout this month.
I hope so too.
Yes. So who are some people that you want to see in LA while we're out there for pride?
People I want to see? The yeah. people who listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we want to see listeners. Hello. But mm-hmm. like, who are some like influencers or like, you know, people who you know is in that LA vibe that, you know, you would like to meet? Honestly, I think I've said this before, but when I went to Pride, LA Pride years ago, I was just like, I know I'm going to meet these people one day. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, Shayna actually happened to be one of them.
Oh, really?
Touche. Mm-hmm. Where I was like, I'm going to meet her one day. I just feel it. Mm-hmm. And like, I met a lot of people at LA Pride, believe it or not. A lot of people that I followed, that followed me. And mm-hmm. I was just like, wow. And I met her and we actually been cool for
yeah.
a couple years now.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Anything is possible when you're yeah, out there.
That's true. I don't know. I mean, it would be nice to like see obviously any influencers that we see on TikTok and things like that.
Yeah.
But I don't really have anyone in particular. Do you?
I don't know. I think it would just be cool to see some of the influencers that we follow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Lex and Court. Mm-hmm. I hope to see, you know, sexy Lexi out there again. She's been doing a lot of queer games in New York, y'all.
Yeah.
If y'all have not and you guys are in the New York yeah. area, they've had a couple rounds already.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, you should go. It's a good time.
It is. I love it.
The environment is fun. It's chill. Mm-hmm. All kinds of people there.
Yeah.
And it's super fun. They have a lot of games there. Yeah. So
I like it because I feel like if you don't want to drink or dance, there's like you so could do things. Other things. There's yeah. like a bunch of games and stuff. So yeah. it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But we're definitely gonna run into her for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, Kristen, if you out there, like, what's up?
Oh yeah,
what's
Kristen
up,
too.
Fam? I don't know. I'm too excited. I'm too gassed. I'm thinking about a lot of things right now that I can't figure out who it is.
Uh huh.
That I'd like to meet or at least just see.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope all in all, you know, we all come together, have a good time, and that'll be that.
Yeah. Good vibes.
Yeah. So vibes. We'll let y'all know how that goes. But anyway, yeah, this wasn't meant to be like a really long podcast. I'm sorry. I'm like, I just came here.
But I recommend you guys listen to our old, like our last year's Pride episode because we talked a lot about like facts throughout like LGBTQ history. So like if you're into that type of stuff, definitely recommend checking that one out. We just didn't want to like repeat it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But if there's anything that you guys maybe learn or would like to teach us, mm-hmm. please email us, DM us, comment. We mm-hmm. love it. I know we can be a little behind sometimes, but we will get to it. We get to them eventually. So
yeah, yeah, for sure.
All right, so we're just gonna get into family meetings real quick, y'all.
Let's do it.
I have fallen for a straight girl. I didn't think she was straight at first. She gave off lesbian vibes. However, we started off as friends and we spent a lot of time together. She did most of the chasing. We cuddle, we make out, and we did a lot of things PDA. She even went out of her way to tell her family about me. Now, a month later, decides that we should go back to being friends. Tells me I was just a crush. How dare you? What kind of advice could you share with me on how to overcome this? I fell for this chicken, I guess, because it was nice being chased. That is a little unusual, or I guess different to say,
yeah,
that the straight girl did the chasing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's usually the other way around.
For sure.
But I can't understand how that chasing was a little enticing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh shit, like I like that, because when you're gay, you do all the chasing.
Right. I mean, I think it's interesting how she told her family about you, but then she said that you guys should be friends.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Maybe it's like internal homophobia, where it's like she's kind of like fighting herself.
I don't know, because it was saying that they did all this PDA shit. Uh-huh. And like she was kind of out about it. And now all of a sudden, is it that she's not trying to be out about it anymore, or she just found a new body to chase?
It could be that too.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. That's kind of hard though.
Yeah.
But a lot happens so fast and hot and heavy. And then it's like, it's that euphoric mm-hmm. time and era that you're in, and then when it's like done up,
yeah,
especially if you weren't the one ready for it, you're like, and I think that's mm-hmm. hard to accept when you're the one being pursued, mm-hmm. because it's like, you wanted this,
right?
You're the one who pulled me to play this game.
Yeah.
And now you don't even want it anymore. That's kind of a little bit of a slap in the face sometimes.
I feel like this is the thing with straight girls though, like It's a fucking joke. It's a game.
I think that's with anybody though. I don't think that's just straight girls. Tragic. Because it's like, were you even really straight?
Yeah, it's like they was experimenting. Who knows, honestly.
But I mean, it sucks. And I think it's the idea of wanting something that you can't have. So knowing that you had it and now you're in a position to where you can't have it because she, you know, she ended it on her terms, you know, it's mm-hmm. it's bothering you a little bit. So I mean, it's going to bother you. I think it's just,
yeah,
you know, find someone else to chase.
Yeah. Definitely not worth it.
Yeah.
Honestly. Mm-mm.
Next question. What would you choose? There's two options here. I'm going to do my best. You find a girl who knows you better than anyone, and you have an out of this world emotional connection, but zero physical attraction. That's option number one. Option number two. On the other hand, you have another girl that connects with you on every sexual level, but you can't show your true self outside of the bedroom. It's an incredibly lonely position to be in.
What do they mean by that?
What?
Is the second person not out?
I think it's maybe that their relationship is just sexual based.
Mm.
Physically attractive, you're on a sexual level, and yeah, it's like that's the only time that it's personal and intimate for y'all.
Mm-hmm. I feel like both options are just not it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's, I really can't choose.
I think, I mean, the emotional connection is important.
But zero,
because outside of yeah. sex, it's like, what do you have?
But zero physical attraction.
Yeah. So it's like, it's giving friend zoned. For sure.
Uh-huh.
I'd be guilty of it.
Neither of them.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the dumb in me, not that it's dumb. I'm not going to say not that it's dumb. Mm-hmm. I think.
I'll pick the first one.
You would pick the emotional connection, no physical attraction.
Yeah.
I'd probably pick the second one.
Really?
Yeah.
OMG.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess because I think of it in the like fun aspect of it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, you have these interactions mm-hmm. and it's fun and it's
yeah.
hot and heavy, or it's this and that. And it's just that. Mm-hmm. But emotional connections, that's deep. I mean, I like the emotional connections, but I would be friend zoning them.
Yeah. But I guess with the second one, it's like you guys could possibly build that emotional connection since you guys already have that physical attraction. Yeah. But with the first one, I don't think you could build that physical attraction.
Mm-mm. That's what I'm saying. You would be friend zoned for me because
maybe there's people that like you find cute after like you hang out with them a little bit more often. You get to see them and whatever. Like you find them cute after you get to know them a little bit more sometimes.
Yeah. Well, still probably not.
OMG.
I mean, I think it's sometimes it's just like when you see somebody attractive and then you realize their personal, you know, how they are and you're like, ew.
Oh,
that is not a turn on.
I hate that.
But then you see somebody so nice and then it's like you could see them in a more attractive light. But I think that happens mm-hmm. in the first couple transactions, you know, interactions with each other. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like something you build in a long term.
Right.
If we've already been friends for so long. Mm-hmm. But you'd be surprised because when you see people you didn't find attractive or like that you weren't connecting with someone else and you see how they are with that person or how they've become, I don't know, you start seeing them like.
Oh, what, that they're cute now?
Yeah, oh, you like, God. Hold up. Uh-huh. I already see you in that light. So,
oh,
you know,
my Lord.
Shorty put a little glitter in you. Nah, let me stop talking shit. Some people do be like that though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but that equally is both hard.
Yeah.
So find someone who's attractive enough for you that holds that emotional stability and connection with you as well as the sexual interest.
I agree. For sure.
All right. Last question.
Okay. Me? Oh, my Lord. Okay. Hi. So I'm 21, turning 22, talking to a 26-year-old female. Things were all right at the beginning, but I felt myself getting nervous because I didn't want to say the wrong thing or anything to her to not like me. She kind of ended things because she felt that we weren't compatible, but I disagree. I think I got in my head about acting like someone closer to her age and being this perfect person for her. In parentheses, it's a lot more nerves and in my head on why I feel nervous. I told her how I felt and she said she thinks I'm a great person and she enjoyed getting to know me, but is curious to see how things would be any different. I know myself, I will relax and really be myself, but what do I tell her? I feel like you just have to be honest with her and tell her that you were trying to portray to be this person so you could seem a little bit more mature so you can match her level. But I don't think sometimes I don't think that age really defines that. Like just because you're 26 doesn't mean that you're like this grown person. Like, no. Honestly, there's younger people that I've met that could be more mature than older people that I've met, honestly. But this is why I always say you gotta be yourself. Like, you can't pretend to be somebody else. And like when I've had friends that like they'll be like, oh my God, what do I respond to the text message? And like they'll make me write the text message. And it's like, no, respond how you will respond because I'm not always going to be here. And then it's like eventually you are going to be yourself. Like the true person is going to come out. And then what are they going to think? That you change when in reality this is who you really are?
Yeah.
You know, like you can't pretend to be someone else just for someone to like you.
Yeah.
I would never recommend doing that.
I mean, I think
they knew what they were getting themselves into too by talking to a 21-year-old.
Right. I'm about to say, I think we're all a little bit guilty with the idea of like that age can be different. Like, oh, you know, I'm 21. I'm still kind of in that young-minded stage. And then 26, you think they got the shit figured out and all together. Baby girl, I'm 28.
Yeah.
I ain't got shit figured out. I am fairly mature.
Yeah.
But it really comes down to the connection that you form. And unfortunately, you do give a false idea of who you are when you're not being mm-hmm. yourself. So right. eventually that you fall flat on your face with that because you can't obtain that false narrative anymore.
Yeah.
You kind of lose yourself in that person you were trying to be for that person. And again, when you end up in a situation where it doesn't work out, mm-hmm. now you're like, what the right. I did that for what? I was that person for what? I don't even know who I am because I was too busy trying to fit in a box for that person.
Yeah.
So as she said, be your whole truly self. And the people that are supposed to be in your life and you're supposed to be, you know,
yeah.
will appreciate that.
And it's really only like a 4-year age gap.
Yeah.
So it's really not like a crazy
age difference. Yo, you don't just turn 21 and you're grown.
Yeah.
I've said this before. I always used to think, when do I feel like a grown up? And it's just it's a mental state. Mm-hmm. It don't matter with your age. You see older people. I've seen it all the time where people older than me act younger than me.
Yeah.
You know? It really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It comes down to, you know, how that person treats right. you, how you guys are, what are your values? Do you share mm-hmm. these and those things? Like,
yeah.
not you trying to make them feel comfortable while making yourself uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's all about that emotional maturity too, mm-hmm. you know? So be honest with her.
Yes.
And try it out for a second time, you know, if she's open to it, being yourself.
Yes.
And see if it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't.
For all you know, she could be not that person too.
True.
She could be acting like she's that, you know, mature or high and mighty person because you think that she is.
Yeah, and I hate.
So she could probably be obtaining a version of herself that isn't really her too.
Right.
So.
Like, you don't have your shit together. Stop it. But yeah, I hope it all works out.
Yes. So that's it for our quick little pride episode, y'all.
It was quick, but we hope that you guys enjoyed it. Any other new stuff going on? We are going to go to New York Pride, maybe. We're going to be in Brooklyn. So yeah. Let us know what to do in Brooklyn during New York Pride. But we know it's going to be, like, crazy how it is every year. But we don't really know, like, what we can do.
What the waves are, yeah.
Like, where we can go, really, in Brooklyn.
We will be out there that weekend, though, so to say. So, mm-hmm. if you guys know what's going on, hit us up.
Yeah.
Send us the details, you feel me?
Right.
But I hope you guys have a wonderful Pride Month. Mm-hmm. Be safe. Be kind. Mm-hmm. Show love. Support one another. Help guide each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is essentially what this time is about.
Right.
So, be your most authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
And be as gay as possible.
Period.
I feel like the older that people get, the less they, like, do, like, pride stuff. And they, like, go to parades and things like that. But I don't know. I feel like during Pride, at least you got to do, like, one gay thing. Like I said, even, like, go to, like, a drag brunch show, at least. Like, parades aren't for everybody, and I get it, because they're hot, overwhelming, too much sometimes. But, like, sitting a little drag show, drinking your little drink.
Like, I actually have a video from Philly Pride mm-hmm. years ago, like, 2019, 2018, mm-hmm. and there was an older man there. And he was dancing. Yeah, he was at the festival. And I took a video with him mm-hmm. dancing. And I was so happy. I love to see that. Mm-hmm. Not only, like, people in our age range or, like, that we, but older people that come out and mm-hmm. find the joy in it, too. Like, it's just, like, it never really dies in us, you know? Mm-hmm. And that just makes me excited because I'm like, that's what I have to look forward to when I get older.
Or it could have been an older man who just came out.
That too, but like, they just come out here and don't care, and they mm-hmm. like, I'm just saying, because obviously some people do get older and do mm-hmm. like shy away from that stuff, but there still are people who come and find the, like, joy in it,
right?
So, like I said, I love you all.
Yeah, but yeah, be safe.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. And we hope that you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. And we hope to run into you guys. Bye.
Deuce, deuce, mother goose.